Chapter 29. Metallurgy and Machining. Summary. This chapter describes the extraction of unoxidized metals and how oxidized metals from certain rocks can be extracted while producing oxygen. Given the magnitude of power expected from solar drapes, we can expect industrial quantities of metals to be produced fairly early on. End of summary. To reduce shipping costs and to become increasingly earth independent, it is essential to be able to produce metal parts from local resources. This involves a lot of details that experienced machinists can figure out. It appears that there is a straightforward approach that can be identified to be able to do this. Extracting metal from regolith. The sources of metals. The Apollo program brought back samples from both the Mare and the Lunar Highlands. Unlike on Earth with its multiple geologic processes, the Moon is much simpler and so has fewer types of rocks and minerals. Nonetheless, the different rocks have different mineral compositions, including different ratios of metal oxides. One can envision processing different types of rocks in different ways to get the ratio of metals that one needs. Beneficiation. A specific rock type can be crushed into powder consisting of different mineral grains. These grains can be separated using different beneficiation processes to increase the concentration of one type of mineral versus another. There are many identified beneficiation processes, such as magnetic and electrostatic separation. We are basically making our own ore. Using this relatively low energy approach, one can work with material that requires significantly less energy. Parabolic mirrors. We have a concept for a variant of the solar drapes in which, instead of photovoltaic sheets hanging from suspension lines, sections of thin mirrors are angled to focus sunlight on a crucible, which heats beneficiated material. After achieving a molten state, dross could be removed. The elevated temperature of the material thereby requires less electricity to complete the various chemical and physical processes. Induction heating using electricity from the solar drapes could further raise the temperature. Image description. Sunlight coming from the right and hitting a vertical row of segmented mirrors that each reflect the light to a focal point, which is the top of a tower. In the top of the tower, there is molten red metal, which has yet to be drained down the tower to a waiting rover parked on the ground next to the tower. Caption: Parabolic drapes. Concentrate sunlight to heat beneficiated regolith. Chemical and physical processing. The beneficiated material can then be processed to reduce the metal oxides. Hydrogen reduction can be used to reduce iron. The hydrogen would come from the electrolysis of the water extracted from the PSRS. Carbothermal reduction, using carbon monoxide, can greatly purify both iron and silicon. Molten regolith electrolysis is energy intensive, but popular to produce oxygen using regolith, with the beneficial byproduct of unoxidized metals. Processing metals. The molten metal can then be processed by extrusion, sprayed into powder for 3D printing, cast into forms, rolled into sheets, or cast into chunks to later be machined into useful parts. In every phase of development, metallurgy would be done outdoors and telerobotically using crew in the base. For sheet metal, molten metal blocks could be successively rolled to produce increasingly thin sheets of metal. Repurposing metal. Shipping containers coming from Earth could be sent one way, as those unoxidized metals would be very useful at the international base. In this way, the shipping containers become part of the payload, and the containers could be made from metals difficult to source on the Moon, such as copper. However, one should consider which need is greater, organics or metals. So, containers may prefer to be made from carbon fiber. Packaging may want to be made from organics instead of metals. Within the Earth-Moon system, starships would probably prefer to be quickly sent back to Earth and reused while on Mars. The bodies might stay there with only a few starships returning with return passengers and engines. Production of metal parts. Casting. Ceramic molds constructed on Earth and transported to the Moon can be used to produce parts that will be produced in large quantities. For example, brackets to hold flooring together and to connect to attach points will be used in practically all specialty habs. Cast parts may need further processing for their final form. Sheet metal. A particularly useful material would be sheet metal. This has a wide variety of uses, including equipment housing, storage tanks, and pressure vessels. Some of the uses may be replaced with local basalt slabs. Extrusion. Metal bars, tubes, and wires can be extruded and cut to specific lengths. 3D printing. 3D printing is a very trendy topic, and many space advocates talk as though this is the only process that would be needed to produce an in-situ base. But in reality, 3D printing is only needed occasionally because other processes tend to be faster and require less energy. But undoubtedly, 3D printing will be the favored approach when other approaches won't fill the need. An immediate spare part is needed when it is not in storage, or newly designed part for which the forms have not yet been created. Basalt. Although basalt isn't common at the lunar South Pole, it could be quarried elsewhere and transported overland. The distinct advantage is that cutting basalt slabs and transporting it requires far less energy than other processes. The slabs would need to be thick enough with a minimum thickness of perhaps 5 centimeters. Basalt material could be used for things like the bottom floor, room walls, dresser and cabinet walls, counters, shower stalls, workbenches, desktops, tabletops, sinks, and the main structure for upholstered furniture, plastics. As mentioned previously, there are enough organics in the lunar polar ice necessary for a large and growing settlement, provided that the settlements recycle. However, given the limited supply of organics, it seems best not to use plastics for parts, except for very specific cases. Rather, the organics would probably best be used for other organic chemicals as described in the next chapter. The FOBHAB, Initial Permanent Base, IPB. Even within the initial base, whether StarHab or InstaBase, there should be areas for fabrication and assembly. So early on, it is unlikely that much of the parts used in the initial HABs of the international base will be produced locally. They will simply be purchased or constructed on Earth and then shipped to the Moon. The machinist would be the main one responsible for producing parts, but with cross-training with the roboticist. However, it would still be useful to fabricate parts and assemble equipment to identify if there are any difference in doing so in 1/6 gravity. If it can be demonstrated that it is possible with just a few crew producing a single unit of many different parts, then it would give confidence that it could be scaled up in what could be called the FABHAB in the International Lunar Base. International Lunar Base. But the innovative plan envisions 2 specialty HAB, including the FABHAB and Assembly HAB. The FABHAB would take gross materials from the metallurgy process and then machine them into parts. Then, in the Assembly HAB, these parts would be assembled, including with complex shipped parts, into equipment. Teleoperations and automation. Image description. Image of a 4-wheeled robot with a torso, arms, and head rolling on the lunar surface with the Earth in the sky in the distance. Caption: the DexBot could operate 24/7, able to do tasks including swap spare parts. Even though there's a 2.6-second speed of light round trip between the Earth and Moon, it is not too long to allow most teleoperations. Working in 3 8-hour shifts, teleoperators on Earth could control dexterous telerobots, Dex bots, for everything from processing metals outdoors to operating the machining equipment within the FABHAB. As AI robots get better, they can be trained on an increasing number of tasks and so handle them on their own. Over time, General Dex bots will increasingly be replaced with specialty bots, who are designed to be maximally efficient doing a few tasks. And ultimately, equipment could be designed to turn the whole process into a highly efficient factory. Initial equipment. What would be the key initial pieces of equipment needed to produce the metal parts? Machining equipment tends to be very massive and therefore very expensive to ship from Earth. We believe that the Generation 1 equipment could be made of rigid composite parts, made rigid using tension, and anchored deep into the lunar dirt for stability. That Generation 1 machining equipment would be used to produce much more massive Generation 2 equipment. Analogies to machining and metallurgy on Earth may not exactly apply here, whereas on Earth, economic efficiencies means that these processes are done in huge buildings on a very large scale. In this situation where shipping costs are fairly high and one is not supplying large populations, then the scale on the moon will be much smaller than such processes on Earth. Our current thinking is that the metallurgy and processing equipment would be as follows. PERMIs, metal excavation telerobots. 2. Solar concentrators and arc furnace. 3. Ceramic crucible and powder sprayers. 4. Molds. 5. Continuous caster for bars and extruders for wires. 6. Multiple die sets. 7. Rolling mill to make sheet metal. 8. And the minimal set of machining equipment would be as follows. 9. Power hammer. 10. Hydraulic press. Shui. Sheet metal bake / shear. 12. Friction stir welder, tressa, planer. 14. Lathe. 15. Multi-axis. CNC machining centers. Shirliodian CNC routers. 17. Metal 3D printer. Exponential bootstrapping. Certain metal parts would have an exponential nature in that the resulting equipment would be used to produce more equipment. This would include the production of more automated metal extracting robots and metallurgy and machining equipment. As international astronauts arrived, some of them would be machinists and metallurgists, working in habitats dedicated to these processes. The result would be an exponentially growing settlement, in which the large majority of the mass was being produced on the moon and not shipped from Earth.